someone asked me a question about someone who wrote about the fact that Tosfos says that an elephant can jump, but Tosfos was unaware of the fact that elephants can't jump. And the way that the question was phrased, it seemed that the person who said that said it in a very disrespectful, deriding way. However, after being informed that the reference was to an article written by Rabbi Slifkin about elephants jumping, and he sent me a copy of that article, I see nothing at all wrong with the article that he wrote, and the way that he wrote it is extremely respectful and perfectly okay what he wrote, and therefore what I answered in that question did not refer at all, and if that's what was referred to, this article by Rabbi Slifkin, the answer has no relevance to that article. Also, in general, Rabbi Slifkin's books and his, I can't be responsible what he says on his website, but I've heard from various people that he has said things that are irreverent to Chazal, and something specifically that was mentioned, and when looking into it and seeing the source, there was nothing there that was irreverent or out of Torah Hashkafa, at least reporting what other barriers were in Hashkafa. And if one accepts them or rejects them, or if whatever, but this is what Rav Sham Shmuel Hirsch said, and what others said, to report that, that people should be able to know that there are opinions like that, is not something that I can judge one way or the other, and therefore any negative aspersions I may have cast on Rabbi Slifkin, I ask his public forgiveness, and since I am not well-versed in all of Rabbi Slifkin's writings, nor in what he posts on his website, I can't make a determination one way or the other, and therefore I would appreciate if in the future questions of this nature are not addressed to me.
A certain rabbi, a contemporary Rav, wrote that when Tosfos in Kedushin on 26a says that the way to make a kinyan on an elephant is to make it jump by holding food in the air is wrong. He says that because he researched and found out that it's physically impossible for elephants to jump. So he says that Tosfos, who never saw an elephant, was just assuming it jumped because every other animal jumps. What does the Rav hold of saying this? Because after all, Tosfos were very smart people and got their knowledge from the Torah. So how could they not have know a technical aspect of the Bria? Also, there are stories with the Chazon Ish telling doctors how to do a complicated brain surgery, even though he never went to medical school. And he said he was able to do it because of his knowledge in Torah. Thank you very much. Anonymous from the USA. Okay, the truth is that Tosfos mentioning this only as an aside could be mistaken. But there's no reason to assume that the Tosfos are wrong because of the research that this rabbi did, that elephants don't jump. First of all, Tosfos doesn't mean the elephants jumped in the air, but elephants, and I've seen elephants, rear back on their back legs and basically jump into the air with their front legs. And it could be that it's enough for a kinyan, that the front legs are raised off the ground. Or it could be that they can jump up by walking up on something because of the food, not jump into the air necessarily completely. It's not clear that Tosfos would not be referring to such a situation. So just to say that the Tosfos is wrong because this rabbi made a research or whatever, Tosfos probably saw elephants. They're probably referring to something that they felt was practically possible, and to be mezalzo in the covet of Bali Atosvis and any Talmud Chacham so flippantly is something that this Rav should not have done.